I'm Pastor Kerry Willis, and I invite you to join us for this broadcast today, Front Porch Talks.
I'm Grayson Willis. We're so glad to have you today, and we pray that today's broadcast will be a half hour of hope for your life.
Today we want to talk on the topic of prayer and actually do some praying on this broadcast. So it'll be a little bit, I suppose, of prayer lecture, and the prayer lecture will give way to prayer laboratory. And so we invite you to listen today, but also to join in as we pray throughout the broadcast. I have a book that I picked up a few months ago. It's titled Praying with Eyes Wide Open. It's written by Sherry Harney from California. I met Sherry at an outreach conference that she and her husband and some others put on from place to place, and I happened to be in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Our district church was having a gathering there to get us focused on outreach, that is, reaching people who do not yet know Jesus. And, of course, a lot of outreach must be prayer. And so I picked up this book that Sherry had written. The reason I picked the book up was because when Sherry shared throughout the seminar, the workshop, she always had good stories that talked about praying and the importance of prayer in our lives. And it really touched me deeply. I went to speak with her between one of the sessions, and our hearts really did connect because we both, I could tell, had a priority of prayer. Now, let me just say, when I say that I have a priority of prayer, I am never content with my prayer life. And I think that's a good uneasiness in that I always want more intimacy with the Lord. And, you know, life can kind of steal away moments of prayer. We get busy. There's a lot going on in everyone's life. But we do not want to be so busy as not to pray. And I hope that I hold on to that holy discontentment of not being satisfied in my prayer life, because hopefully that will lead me to seek God more and more each day, each hour, each moment of my life. And so maybe you're sensing some of the things I'm saying, but even if you're not, we're glad that you would join us today on this topic of prayer, and also especially leaning in with us during the moments that we will actually pray. I'm going to take Sherry Harney's book, Praying with Eyes Wide Open. And I think the reason she shares that is because there shouldn't be a moment when we're not praying. Of course, when we're sleeping, it's a little difficult to pray, but we'll leave the Lord in intercession when we pray. He does not need rest like we do. And she teaches in this book that if we're awake, we should be in prayer. And I believe that that is a lifestyle. Praying is not just an activity. It is truly a way that we live our lives. So I'm going to take some of the topics that Sherry discusses in the book, and they're going to serve as our communication points. We're going to talk about some of these, and every once in a while, I'll turn one of Sherry's points into a pointed prayer. And so let's begin now. One of the things that Sherry says early on in her book is if we're praying with our eyes wide open, then our lives should be about a limitless prayer. Now, we know in Thessalonians, there's a verse that says, pray continually, pray without ceasing. One translation of the Bible says, pray all the time. And I believe that's what the author of this book was talking about when she put these two words together, limitless prayer. So that's one thing we need to learn about our prayer lives, is that our very lives can be breathing prayers wherever we happen to be, whatever we happen to be doing, whoever we happen to be with, or even if we are alone, then our lives should be characterized as limitless praying. She follows that up with an accent of kind of the same idea, pray continually. I like repetition, especially when it comes to praying. And so she has said so far these things, limitless prayer should be the lifestyle of our lives, and then she accents it with pray continually. So we're going to stop here for just a moment, pause for a moment, to turn this lecture into laboratory, as I promised. And we'll begin now by praying and asking God to help us to have lifestyles of praying. Praying without ceasing. That's the idea that we're after. So I ask Grayson if he would offer a prayer now to the Lord to give to us this kind of a mindset where we realize that for us to breathe can be and should be to pray.
Lord, we come before you today, and we want to, first of all, thank you for your many blessings and everything that you do for us. Help us not to take the things that you do for us for granted, Lord, and most importantly, sending your one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. We just came through Easter a few weeks ago, Lord, and we want to thank you, Lord, and just help us never to be satisfied with our prayer life, Lord, to always be in a spirit of prayer and a mind of prayer and always come to you, Lord, at any time, no matter what our situation or our circumstances, Lord. Help us to always want more of you and always want to spend more time with you and speak to you more, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord. Help us to set aside regular time with you, Lord, to make that a regular part of our day, to spend time with you, no matter how long or short that is, Lord. Just help us to prioritize that like we would anything else, Lord, and just help us to rely on you and to rely on our prayer time with you, Lord, and just help us, whether that be praying for those that are lost around us or praying about our circumstances or praying to have your mind, Lord, or for your direction in our life, Lord, whatever that might be, Lord, just help us to always continually be in prayer and communication with you, and also help us to spend some quiet time where we listen to you, for you to speak to us whatever you would want to speak to us, Lord. And I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. And please, Lord, let that be so in our lives. Make Grayson's prayer a prayer that is answered. And I believe it certainly is a prayer according to your will for our lives. The next words that Sherry strings together in her book, relationship matters. I think sometimes if we look at prayer as just a function and not as a relationship, that it becomes stale and old and not very desirable even. And so I believe that when God lined up this beautiful gift of praying for us, it really was honestly, simply, and profoundly for us to grow and to know relationship with our Father God through the Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so these two words, relationship matters, we want to keep that on our mind, that the reason the Lord wants us to pray is not out of some religious ritual, but out of a relationship desire that we want to know him and love him and know him more and love him more. The next words that we see together in this book, power in prayer. You know, sometimes our lives seem very weak, and we are weak when compared to God, of course, but there is power in praying. As a matter of fact, as we are recording today in the Front Porch Talk studio, I've just been operating on about 4 hours of sleep from the previous night, and we began our prayer time this morning with our men at 10 after 6, and I really wanted to be here and needed to be here. And even though maybe in my body today I'm a little weak, I've even yawned a few times, in my spirit, because I've been in prayer ever since I've been awake, actually, I've been in prayer today, there is a strength that comes from praying. And so certainly the author had the words right when she penned power in prayer, because there is power in praying. And if we lack strength, then we must go to our knees, we must open our hearts, we must fold our hands in prayer and seek God, whose power is always available. And it is a limitless power. God is never weak. He is always strong. And so when our weakness is perfect, then his strength is perfect. And I'm so glad that we have a way to go to the Lord when we're running out of our own energy, our own strength, and we can look to him in intimacy to provide for us everything we need, especially power in our powerless lives. The other sense that we need to remember, according to the author of the book, God is speaking. You know, sometimes we think prayer is simply us speaking to God, and we sometimes profoundly forget that prayer can also and should be God speaking to us. And so we want to go into prayer along these lines, that God is speaking. And then the second idea along this same line, God is speaking, are you listening? So we need to put those two ideas together when we pray, that not only are we calling out to God, but he has some things that he also wants to say to us. So God is speaking. Question, Are we listening? And so the sense is we should pray into this right now, I believe, that we will have an understanding that when we pray, it's a two-way street. It's not just a one-way flow of communications. It's communications going one way and coming back another. So Grayson, would you like to pray for a moment that we would begin to have a deep sense of focus that when we pray, not only are we speaking, but God is speaking. Not only are we listening, but God is listening.
Lord, we come before you today, and we thank you that we can come to you whenever we want, that you're always available, Lord. But help us to know that prayer is not something where we're just always talking to you, but you also want to speak to us, Lord. So just help us to take time to be quiet and to be still, and as the Bible says, to be still and know that you are God, and to let you speak whatever it is that you want to speak to us, Lord, and guide and direct us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord, and just help us to want to spend more time with you and to not become so busy that we neglect listening to what you have for us, Lord, and just give us a desire to hear from you, Lord, and help us to hear your voice louder than all the other distractions in our lives, Lord. And when we hear you, to know clearly what you're saying and to be able to obey what you're telling us to do, Lord. Give us the strength to do that also, Lord. And I thank you that you want to speak to us and that you want to hear from us and that you want to communicate with us, and you desire a intimate relationship with us, Lord. I thank you for that, and I pray all this in your name. Amen.
Yes, amen. So be it, Grayson, to those prayers. This is about holy conversations. When we are speaking, God is speaking. When we are listening, God is listening. And so the sense is that we have this beautiful two-way sacred conversation going nonstop. Yes, limitless prayer, praying continually, realizing that relationship matters, that there's power in prayer, because God is speaking, we are speaking, God is listening, we are listening. These truly are holy conversations. The next idea that we want to kind of throw in the mix here is that while we're praying with our eyes wide open and our ears wide open, we also should pray with our hearts wide open, because the Father is fond of us. You know, we forget that sometimes, that Jesus loves us, this we know. Sometimes we act like we don't know it. And the idea is that Father God, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity is fond of us, wants to spend time with us, wants to hear from us, wants to walk with us and talk with us and tell us that we belong to God. And so this idea that we cannot neglect whenever we're praying, but often we probably forget that the Father is fond of us. And I pray today that you will know that the Father has a gleam in his eye for you. He cares about you. And whatever is burdening your life today, it matters to God because he is fond of you. God loves his children. And I pray that today you won't forget that and we won't forget that. The other sense is that because the Father is fond of us, we can be honest with God when we pray. We don't have to pretend. God already knows what's going on in our lives. And he not only knows, but he cares. And he not only cares, but he loves and he heals and he helps. And so we should feel a freedom to just be honest with God when we pray. So Grayson, if there's a prayer you'd like to pray today, just to be transparent with God from your own life, be vulnerable with him, just be honest and let him know where you are, because he already knows. So we confess to God kind of where we are and why it is we are praying to him. And so, Grayson, why don't you lead us and give us a model as you pray, and knowing that the Father is fond of you and he longs for you just to be honest with him about where you are and what you need.
Lord, just help us to know how much you love and care about each and every one of us, and how you love us so much that even if we were the only person on earth, you still would have sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins so that we may have a chance at eternal life in heaven with you one day, Lord. And just help us to put our value in you and what you think of us, Lord, and not in what others think of us, Lord. And just help us to live lives that reflect you and honor you and please you, Lord. And just help us to trust you in every situation, Lord, and to rely on you, whether it's a good time or a hard time, Lord, to lean on you and trust you to help us get through it, Lord, and just help us to trust you for the future, Lord, and to lean on you and know that you have our best interest in mind, Lord, and just help us to want your will in our lives and guide and direct us. Help us to know what that is day by day, Lord, and just help us to take things one day at a time and not to look past and miss opportunities in the present that you have for us, Lord, and just help us to be a good witness to those around us, Lord, of your love and your forgiveness and how much you care about each and every one of us, Lord. Just thank you for your many blessings and everything you've done for us, everything you're doing for us, and everything you're going to do for us, Lord. I ask all this in your name. Amen.
And Lord, I kind of piggyback on Grayson's prayer, being honest to you, knowing that I am fond of you. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe that I'm valuable to you, and I want you to forgive me for ever having that thought, because you gave your one and only son to die on Calvary to buy me back so you could redeem the relationship that was broken and lost between yourself and me. And so I want to ask your forgiveness when I forget that I am fond of you, but you also are fond of me. And I want to be honest, Lord, and sometimes the best way to be honest in our praying is to pray the scriptures to you. And in John 15, Jesus, you spoke these words, "Without me, you are nothing." And I want to be honest with you today, Lord, and say I understand that while you are fond of me and I'm valuable to you, that I know from my point of view, apart from you, you know, I can do nothing. And I really am nothing apart from you. I'm so glad that I can just be honest with you. And I need you in my life as my leader, my Lord. I need you in my life as the one who forgives me, my Savior. I need you in my life as my vision. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Because where there is no vision, people perish. And if I do not have a vision of you, I will perish. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I will see how and where you are leading me, and that I will live according to your best plan for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Another idea, when we pray, we should often offer prayers of warfare. In other words, if we're living a life believing in Jesus, we are in war with the enemy. The scriptures say in Ephesians 6 that we do not struggle against flesh and blood. That is, we don't struggle against one another. That's not our real struggle. Our struggle is against the principalities, the powers, the invisible powers. And so the sense is that we are in warfare because we belong to Jesus. And so we should pray prayers remembering that we are in a war. And the sense is that we need to replace worry in this warfare with praying. We can worry, and nothing is accomplished. But when we pray, things happen. There is a bumper sticker that says prayer changes things. Well, yes, that's true. Prayer also changes us. So as we acknowledge that we are in a spiritual warfare, we want to turn whatever worry would be coming upon us into praying. Even this morning when I awoke early, I think my clock went off about 5 a.m., and I woke up just worried about details, things that I never even think about, things that really in the scheme of things probably don't matter that much. But my mind, probably because I had had a short night of rest, I just had these thoughts that I wanted to worry about things that I can't really do much about. And so I immediately began to turn that worry into praying. And it took me a while to convince myself that praying was the better option. But so far today, I've been pretty much in prayer all day. And already I am sensing that the warfare is beginning to lift. That doesn't mean the war is not on, but it means that the smoke begins to clear a little so we can clearly identify who the real enemy is. And sometimes we want to think that our enemy is a person. Maybe we think it's a family member or a coworker or a neighbor. And the enemy wants us to think that our real enemies are other human beings. But we learn in Scripture that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. And last time I checked, all of my family members, all of my coworkers, all of my neighbors had flesh and blood. And so they are really not my enemy. And so I'm glad that I can take the worry, turn it into worship or prayer, if you prefer to call it that. I believe prayer is worship as well. And that gives us victory as we're in this warfare, this spiritual warfare. We must pray. Ephesians 6, after it lists all the armor of God, it says, stand firm and pray. And so we can't just put the armor on and stand there. We have to stand and pray. And so I hope today that if you're finding yourself in a warfare, that you begin to call on the name of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus, and ask him to give you vision in all the smoke that the enemy may be trying to blind you with and help you to see what the truth really is. Certainly, we are praying that he will reveal the truth to us. And actually, the truth is Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so if we want the way forward through the smoke that the enemy's given us, then we have to see that Jesus is the truth and he is the way to victory for us. Praise God for those thoughts today. They help my prayer life. Now, certainly, we not only pray with our eyes wide open, with our ears wide open, with our hearts wide open, but we also want to pray with our lives wide open. Now, this includes praying for others, praying with others. Now, the reason that I've been up early this morning is because we're recording on a Thursday, and Thursday mornings is when my prayer team joins together. We've been coming together for over 20 years and praying together because I realized early on in ministry as a pastor, I need other people praying for me, and I need other people praying with me. And that really is the simplistic reason that we continue to pray for nearly an hour every Thursday morning, Lord willing. We don't miss many. Maybe bad ice storm would keep us away. But otherwise, we join together. Usually probably an average of about 20 men come. Always a different combination. We probably have a group of about 40 men who actually pray from time to time with us. But it's always good to come together and pray for others and have others pray for you. And so, Grayson, I want to pause here for a moment. And why don't you just pray that two-pronged prayer? Pray for some other people and then pray about us praying with other people, making sure that we're not only praying alone, but we're praying in community.
Lord, I come before you today and I pray for lost friends and family members. Lord, you know their names. Lord, you know their need even greater than I do, Lord. And just help us not to give up praying for those in our lives who are lost, Lord. And just help us to trust and know that you can reach them, that they're not out of your reach, and that as long as they're breathing, they still have a chance to come to you, Lord. And I just pray, even if we don't see those people on a regular basis, help us to know that our prayers still matter and we can still pray for them and you still have ways of reaching them and speaking to them, maybe through other people in their lives, Lord. And I just pray that you would do that today, Lord. And I also pray, not only would we pray for others who don't know you, Lord, but that we would also join with other believers in prayer for lost people or for your will in our lives, or to pray for our community or our country or our world, to pray for revival, that you would bring a revival in our land, Lord. And I know the Bible says that we shouldn't stop meeting with other believers as some have done. And so that also includes prayer, Lord. You don't want us to stop meeting in prayer. You also want us to lift our prayers up one for another, Lord. And I just pray that we would spend time in prayer with you one-on-one time, but also that we would find other believers that we can pray with and ask them what their needs are and be able to tell them what our needs are and pray for each other, Lord. And just help us to know how valuable that is, Lord. Help us just to know that the people around us are a support system for us and that we are to be a support system for those around us. Lord, thank you for giving us other believers around us that can lift us up and that we can lift them up also, Lord, and help us to know that you have given us those people in our lives for our benefit and for their benefit. And I thank you for this. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. I'm glad that we can pray for others and we can pray with others. This is a beautiful, beautiful gift from God. Prayer, a prayer to God, prayer for others in the name of God, and prayer with others in the name of God. Just a beautiful gift that he's given to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're glad for the Holy Spirit who, when we don't even know how to pray, the scripture says he prays in us. Utterances, he prays through us. And so I want some of those holy prayers coming through my life simply because I chose to pray with my life wide open. Finally, a few things here in the conclusion. I want to have one song at the end. Praying for the little things and the big things in life is permitted. I think sometimes we think we can't pray for little things. Well, we can. We certainly pray about the big things. But I've learned that God is great. He can take care of the big things in our lives. But He's also good. He cares about the little things in our lives. God wants to be included. And so God doesn't want to be lonely when it comes to our needs, and He doesn't want us to be lonely. He wants a friendship with us, a relationship. He wants to hear about whatever's on our heart, whether it's the minute details or the huge giants in our lives. He cares, He loves, He helps, He heals. He is the Lord God Almighty, but He also is the Lord God who cares about our smallest detail. That's a good God. That's a loving God. And we should realize that something happens every time we pray. We can't always measure it, but certainly prayer moves mountains. That's what the scripture says. And every mountain doesn't have trees on it. You know what I mean? A mountain can be something in our life that we can't see around, we can't see under it, over it, or through it. And so let's remember, every time we pray, something happens. And I'm praying today that as we have had this half hour of hope for our life on this broadcast, that it too has been something happening that we will know happen, maybe not today, but one day we will see the results of praying. I want to close with a song that Jim Cole and I actually wrote. Jim Cole came for a concert a few years ago. He was staying over at the Hampton Inn here in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And he called me and he said, "Kerry, come over. I'm trying to write a song and I'm having a little bit of writer's block. And I think you can help me finish it." It's a very simple little song. It's titled, "You'll Remember Me." And so I want us to hear it now, and I pray that these words will continue to minister to your heart in song and prayer. Thanks for joining us today, and I pray that you will be blessed as a result of being in this prayer lecture and laboratory. Keep it going. God bless.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.